community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello. Hello, good morning, Mikey.
Hi.
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. I was sounding more like Alan Partridge by the day. Have you noticed this?
You're looking like him a bit more as well.
Really? That doesn't surprise me. In his later years, I think, with the wrinkly bits.
Yeah, I've got a certain image in my mind, which I don't want to share on the radio at the moment. You probably know the one in the hotel room standing on the bed.
Yeah, I know the one. Not with the chocolate mousse.
Yeah, I think it was the same episode. Yeah, it could well have been.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. This is Peter Streams from St Francis Hospice, and you're now going to tell us, because St Francis Hospice do some amazing fundraising events, bits and pieces that are going on, and you're going to give us an idea of what's coming up with them this year.
I hope so. Yeah, I'll try and do my best. As you correctly say, we're a local charity. We serve Brentwood Borough and surrounding areas in Havering and a few other boroughs, and we're an independent local charity. Been going for 31 years, and we need a heck of a lot of money to maintain our services, because you might not realise this, and I think there's always a danger that you just assume people know a lot of stuff, but worth repeating that everything we provide is for free. There's no charge to patients using our services, no charge for families and carers who may get our support, whether it's bereavement counselling or social work support or equipment delivered to their home for occupational therapy purposes. It's all provided for free, which is fantastic, but it means we need to raise an awful lot of money to maintain that service. We're grateful for the support we do get from the NHS, and they pay around a third of our costs. But the other two-thirds...
See, that's a huge amount of money you have to raise, Pete.
It's over £7 million, £7.2 million this year.
When you first told me that, this was a while ago you told me that, I was just gobsmacked.
It is absolutely huge. And really, you know, from outside, and if you didn't know anything about the background or the history or what's happened, you might say, you've got to be joking. You know, you're not going to raise £7.2 million in 1 year and then have to do it the following year and year after year. But you're absolutely right. We do it.
You do it. It's amazing.
And we've done it for 31 years now. So you have all that confidence that you've got that track record behind you, that you know that people do support it. Now, yeah, fair. It wasn't £7.2 million 30 years ago, but obviously it's grown, and obviously money's worth less than it was then as well.
That's right,
so in proportion. But there's this huge, huge groundswell of supporters and help that we get.
Yeah.
Help we get in all sorts of ways. I mean, we couldn't, it would cost a lot to maintain our services. If we didn't have the support of about 800 volunteers, it would cost us an awful lot more, and we need to raise even more than £7.2 million. So thank goodness we have 800 volunteers doing a whole range of different jobs for us. That means we can keep our costs down. And that's an important message that we always want to put out. You know, if you're at home, you've got a spare time in your hands, and you think at some point you might like to volunteer for us, please do check it out. Have a look on our website, sfh.org.uk. There's a whole range of different ways in which people can volunteer their services to help us. You don't have to be a qualified medical person to do that. If you are, fantastic, and we can definitely make use of you. But it could be just be a visitor, it could be someone who does a ward round, helps with drinks and food. Maybe you're a DIY clever guy, in which case, yeah, we'd love to have your help. There's always jobs to do at the hospice and elsewhere. We have gardeners, we need drivers, so a whole range of different things. So if you think, well, yeah, I could afford spend a few hours a week, or maybe even just a few hours a month, please do consider giving your time. That's one way we can keep the cost down. But, you know, the big message is we need to do an awful lot of things to raise the money.
Yeah.
We do an awful lot of things. Fantastic support we get. And thank you to everyone who helps us, even if it's a little small way, even if it's, you know, volunteering a couple of hours a week, going into our shops in Brentwood High Street and buying stuff or donating goods. They all help. And it's that mass effort we have, mass community effort, that really means we can raise the money we need each year.
I had a friend that used to work in your Dagenham. Is it Dagenham Heath where you've got a shop?
We've got a shop there, yeah.
Gary, very, very funny man. Very, very well. And I knew him from a radio station that we both used to work on, not a million miles away from him. And it's very, very funny, man. But the work he done, he used to work his heart and soul out, completely volunteer. He used to drive in from Canning Town every morning to do the job there with Roz. I think it was Roz, the girl that was with him. Absolutely amazing work these volunteers
do. Bear that in mind. If you are visiting our shops, we've got two in Brentwood High Street. We've got a furniture shop at the bottom end, and we've got the general shop, which has just been revamped and reopened recently, up at the top end. You know, nearly everyone, apart from the manager and assistant manager, everyone who works in those shops is a volunteer. So, you know, do bear that in mind. You know, if you're having to wait a little bit of the queue and people aren't maybe quite as quick as you want them to be, they're volunteering their time to help raise money for the hospice. So please do support those shops. Please donate your goods, anything you don't need at home that you think, well, I'm not sure what to do with it. Do I take it down the tip? Do I just sort of dump it?
No, please, don't dump anything.
Don't do that. No. Absolutely. You know, for a good environmental reason, yes, right, don't do that. But please donate your goods. We can take almost anything. Sometimes people will think, well, you know, it's got to be a really smart looking shirt before I'm going to donate it. No, if it's not good enough really to sell, even for a pound, we can rag them, as it's called. We bundle them all up in bags and we can get money for that from the trade. We can even get money for old bras, believe it or not, even if you don't want to wear them.
I've got a few I can give you.
We can even get money for them. Small electrical items we can even take. Some people say, think, well, we wouldn't want that. Well, as long as it works and it's safe, and we get our own tester to check it out. We have a special electrical shop that just sells that sort of stuff in Romford. So almost anything we can take. The only thing we can't take is furniture that doesn't have the fire safety labelling on if it's very old. That's an issue. But almost everything else, you know, coffee tables, lamps, vases, mirrors, you know, any sort of stuff like that. If you're having a clear out, and I know a lot of people tend to do that a bit before Christmas, they've got their relatives coming over, they want to have a bit of tidy up, clear out, please consider donating your goods to our shops. And if you can't get to the two shops in Brentwood High Street, we've got a load of things called drop spots all over the area, including a number around the Brentwood area. Calcott Hall Farm, for example, is a drop spot, lots of other ones around the place as well. And again, look them up on our website, sfh.org.uk, and they're often open sort of Saturdays, Sundays and other times as well, and it means they're often easily accessible by car. So if you can't get to the shops in the high street, take your stuff over there and they'd love to see you.
Fantastic. The drop spots are a really good idea.
Thank you.
Really, really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're really pleased about it. So what I want to kick off, obviously, having said that, is just talk about, you know, we always need to look forward as well. We need to raise the money. We can't rest on our laurels and just say, because we've done this thing for the last 30 years, that's what we're going to do for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years. There's lots of changes going on, and we need to be up with that and understand what's going on. And we've recently had a new member of staff called Jan Scott, who lives not far from here, down in Oak Hill, who's just joined us as our service development manager. And her main job is to work with staff and patients and carers to find out what changes and new services people would like to see. Because, you know, it's quite a different society from now than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah,
many
totally.
More people, elderly people, are living on their own. Family aren't living close by. They may be all over the world or all over the country at least. So there are many people who are left on their own and need help. So what her role is primarily about is finding out what the needs are, how we can help them at difficult times, and have we got the right mix. These days, most of what we do in people's homes. It's not actually at the hospice. It's an important part, the hospice. A lot of staff work there. We have an inpatient unit with 18 beds. We have a day therapy unit. All sorts of other things happen at the hospice. But most of the care we provide these days, about 85% of it, happens in people's homes. So if you're in Doddinghurst or Brentwood, you know, our nurses are visiting people at home. Our hospice at home nurses are with people in the last days of life in their own home, because that's where a lot of people want to be, because that's where their family, friends, carers are with them, and it's where they naturally feel comfortable. So we're trying to do a lot more on that. We're trying to find out, have we got the mix right? Are we doing the right things? Have we got the right services available? Jan will be going out a lot to meet with GPs, district nurses, to make sure that they know all about what we can provide. So if they need to refer a patient, they can do it at the right time and in the right way. And we're also launching a new telephone support network early next year to tackle loneliness and isolation, because we found that a lot of people who are affected by life-limiting illness are obviously often scared, they're worried, they're nervous, but also a lot of these people are lonely and isolated. They may be widows or widowers who already lost one partner some years before. Now they're faced with a life-limiting illness and they may not have their family around them, and they need that help. So we're developing this new telephone support network. We're very grateful we've got a large-ish grant to help us do that. We're getting the people in place to do that, so that they can help people. We're trying to develop our day therapy services more. Some people are well enough to come to us, but maybe only need to come to us once a week for an afternoon, get help, get reassurance, get their symptoms managed and controlled. You know, there's so many new developments in terms of drugs and treatments, so we've got to be up with the game all the time. That's really the nutshell what I'm saying here, and Jan is there to help us do it. So if you feel that there's things we need to do, things we need to do better, we're not resting on our laurels. As I say, we're not saying we're perfect. We're trying to do the best we can with the resources we've got, but there may be things we could do better with the resources we've got, or things we should consider for future development. So please do let us know. Jan Scott is your person really to feed that comments to. She works at the hospice in Havering Atterbury, and I know she'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure if you're in the health professional business, if you're a GP or a district nurse or someone working in the health service in the Brentwood area, I'm sure at some point in the near future you'll meet Jan and share your views with her. It's really, really important. And it's really important if you think you need our help to find out about it. You can do that on a website, sfh.org.uk, or ask your GP or your consultant, you know, can St Francis Hospice help me? And we help anyone, as long as you're in the area, as long as you're registered with a GP from the Brentwood area or the area that's part of our, what we call our catchment area, then you can be referred to us. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Muslim, Hindu, whatever, doesn't matter at all. As long as you're registered with a GP in that area, then we can offer our services for free.
Now, I know you done the car rally a while ago, and I didn't see you after the car rally.
No, because you were away that way. Greg was here.
That's
that
it,
time
one week away, and 1 week I was doing drive time, so we swapped.
That's right.
So how did the car rally go? Was that
It went fantastically well, yeah.
It always does, doesn't it?
It is huge. I mean, it gets bigger and bigger each year, and we were so lucky with the weather.
Yeah, you were.
It was a lot later this year than other years. Normally we've done around the August bank holiday weekend at Dunton. At this time we were well into September, so there's always a danger the weather might be a bit dodgy, but we had one of the best days in September.
Yeah.
Glorious sunshine. Huge number of people came along, had a best ever turnout. I can't remember the final figure. I think it was somewhere between £18,000 and £20,000 profit we made on the day. But it's not just about that. It's also people who were there on the day signed up to play our lottery.
Yeah.
Easy thing for people to do, just pound a week. You know, we have people doing that there. All sorts of other ways we can fundraise and support people. And fantastic. If you were supporting our Classic Car Fest, thank you for coming. Please support us again. I'm sure we'll do it again next year. I haven't got the date yet, but we'll definitely be doing that again.
It is a fantastic day out, I've got to say. Really, really interesting day out.
Yeah. And the weather does help, but it's an amazing effort that an awful lot of people put in to bring their vehicles. It was bikes as well. We had a vintage market, stuff for the kids as well. But some of the cars were absolutely immaculate. Absolutely
amazing.
Superb. Absolutely.
And it looks like a huge car park when you pass it on the A127.
Yeah, it is a huge car park. That's why it looks like it.
Hundreds and hundreds of Fords have overproduced and we'll put them all here. But it's not, is it? And they are really, really shiny. And
there are some people who you think must have spent the best part of the previous week polishing them before they turn up.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely amazing cars. I've never seen some cars as clean, and even brand new off a showroom wouldn't be as clean as some of these.
No, that's right.
You stick a mirror underneath and you get to see your reflection off the underneath.
Yeah, that's right. It really is. It really is an art form to look after a car that well. Yeah. And you've really got to be so enthusiastic about it.
And some amazing looking vehicles and cars here. Lovely.
So what have we got coming up then, Penny?
Tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Good day for some. I think we've still got a couple of tickets left for our Audience with Michael Bublé nights at the Derougemont Manor Hotel just down the road in Worley. Derougemont Manor Hotel, good supporters of us. They've adopted us as Charity of the Year, which is something we're really pleased that local businesses do that.
Yeah.
Encourage others who might be thinking about it. If you want to sort of get your staff involved, please do consider thinking of us as a Charity of the Year. They are hosting one of these events, 7:30, Friday the 13th. Joe Freed is performing as Michael Bublé. He's from Brentwood. He's very good. He's a singer and performer. And also there's a three-course meal as well and an evening party afterwards. I was told last week it might be sold out. We're not actively promoting it, but as you mentioned, what's coming up, there might be a few tickets. You always get some people sort of last minute cancel or whatever. So if you fancy that, do check out sfh.org.uk. Use your place to get all the details on that. And part of our job isn't just raising money, that's important. It's also informing, educating people so they know about our services and helping other health professionals provide good service.
Yeah.
We can't do everything ourselves, we just don't have the resources.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that people who have life-limiting illnesses who are being cared for by district nurses or in hospital are also getting good care. And we have our annual conference on the 19th of November. That's the following Thursday. It's our 9th annual conference. The title of this one is called Completing a Life, Not Dying a Death. It's focusing on what delivering compassionate end-of-life care is truly about, exploring what people want and need, the challenges and how to overcome them. Lots of professionals there, guests, keynote speakers. So if you're anywhere involved with end-of-life care or care for the elderly, all that sort of area, social care, social work, and you're listening and hearing about that and you're interested, do, again, check out the details on our website, sfh.org.uk. It's being held at Havering Atterbow. We have an education centre there. Should be a very interesting and informative day. That's on Thursday the 19th, so our 9th annual conference. By way of complete contrast, then a couple of days later, we've got our Christmas market.
Oh.
Also in the same place, in the Pepperell Education Centre, up at Havering Atterbow, just opposite the Greek. If you've never been to the hospice, don't know quite where we are. If you've ever been up to Havering Atterbow, it's a beautiful little village, you know, looking down over Brentwood, really, to be honest. Got a little church on the green there, fantastic setting, and we're literally opposite the church on opposite the green, and that's where our Christmas market's being held. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st of November. So a chance to get in your sort of early Christmas cakes and gifts and cards and all that sort of stuff. We have our own cards and calendars to support the hospice, all that sort of stuff will be on sale there. So if you fancy something a little different, trip out for an hour or two and browse some Christmas goodies, then please join us on Saturday the 21st of November up at the Havering Atterbow Centre.
You might even see me there, to be honest with you. We get all of our Christmas cards from St Francis Hospice, and it's worth, I mean, just a silly little thing like that. If everybody was to do it, you'd raise fortunes.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's all little things you can do, and things like, you know, like the lottery, you know, they all make a difference. On their own, no, but all put together, that helps us get the £7.2 million.
Yeah, yeah.
If you fancy doing something rather more energetic than visiting a Christmas market, then the Santathon could be for you.
Oh.
Sunday the 13th of December. We're doing it at Barking and Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club, which is in Barking and Dagenham. It's at their ground. Lots of people dressed up as Santa Claus. So if you fancy a run with the family, all ages can get involved with this. We provide a free Santa costume. Obviously, what we like people to do is raise a bit of sponsorship money, whether it's through the kids or the family. You said you can run, walk or stroll. You don't have to be super fit to do this. It's a 5 kilometre walk, starts and ends at Dagenham Redbridge Football Club in Victoria Road in Dagenham, and it starts at 11 a.m. on Sunday the 13th of December. Even a prize for the best dressed Santa, and you'll see some people really go to town in terms of getting the tinsel on and the hat and the bells and all the rest of it. So if you can do any of that, that's fantastic. And that same day is also our Light Up a Life service. Now this is something, you know, it's quite serious, but something we do each year. We do a series of what we call Light Up a Life events. They're to remember loved ones that we've lost. And obviously over 31 years, we've built up a sort of family of friends and supporters who are in that category, who have people they've lost loved, and they want to remember them. So we do a series of services. We're doing one on Sunday the 6th of December at Brentwood Cathedral. Always a full event, amazing event. Usually packs out the cathedral. That's at 4 o'clock, Sunday the 6th of December. So if you fancy coming along to that, I do suggest you get your tickets now. Don't leave it till the last week or two, because you may find that it's all gone. Certainly the service that we had a couple of days earlier, or we'll be having a couple of days earlier in Havering Atterbow, that one's already sold out, that one at that church. Brentwood Cathedral, I believe there are a few tickets left for that. So again, get details at sfh.org.uk. If you want to remember a loved one, we have a way of putting a name on a star, which we'll hang in our garden and put them in the book of remembrance. And obviously we do all this as well, not just to remember people, but as a way of encouraging people to support our work going forward. So there's ways to make donations and support us. So that's happening on the 6th of December at Brentwood Cathedral. And on the same day as a Santathon down at Dagenham Redbridge Football Club, we've got a special outdoor, it's the first time we've done this one, a Light Up a Life service happening that afternoon at the football ground. We're talking out Sunday the 13th of December, starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and local artists will be singing Christmas songs, turning on the lights on the Christmas tree, and a chance, a very nice way for lots of people of all different faiths and backgrounds to remember loved ones who have been cared for by the hospice in the past. So if you can get involved with Light Up a Life, then do find out now the details, and if you want tickets for Brentwood Cathedral, do order them right now. And last but not least, well, actually two more things, one of which was actually last time I was here, when you weren't here, you mentioned that Greg was sitting in for you.
Yeah, yeah.
He very rashly, well, I thought anyway, on the spur of the moment, said, oh yeah, I'll go and do that, I'll enter that.
Did he?
So he's put his name down for the Brentwood Half Marathon, which sounds... I thought initially very rashly, but then he explained he has done a number of these before, so I didn't feel quite so bad for him.
There's half marathon, 13 and a half miles.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. I think, yeah, that's right. It's Sunday the 20th of March, the LV Brentwood Half Marathon. Always a good way of lots of people from this area raising money for us. we have a number of places assigned for people to run on behalf of St Francis Hospice. And what we're very keen is if you do want to get involved, do sign up now. Don't leave it till sort of January or February to decide to do that, because we have a certain number of places allocated to us and we want to make sure they are filled and we can maximise the sponsorship opportunity. So if you've even had the inkling thought that you might want to get involved with the Brentwood Half Marathon, a lot of people do that event as a warm-up for the London Marathon, which is in April. But that doesn't matter whether you are or aren't doing that. If you want to get involved with the Brentwood Half Marathon, do check out our details again on our website, sfh.org.uk. And if you're thinking of doing it, please sign up as soon as possible, and then we can maximise the money we can raise from that. And around that same time, just a few weeks earlier, we've got our Mud and Madness annual event, which I know a number of people here at Phoenix have helped us with and supported us in the past.
Yeah.
Happening again Saturday, the 6th of February, the date for next year. Always a cold day, always a wet, windy, sometimes frosty, sometimes snowy.
February, I can imagine.
It's a pretty tough old day, but a lot of people get an awful lot of fun out of this event. It's basically an 8-kilometre obstacle race. But it involves water, canoeing, bouncing on space hoppers and everything else
in between.
Fantastic! So you need to be you need to have a sense of humour for this. Reasonably fit, I would suggest, is probably a good idea. But you know, companies can do it as groups, teams do it, families do it. You can do it as a sort of team, helping yourself get a best team score and time together, or you can be competitive trying to race against each other. It's whatever you fancy. It's all happening at Stubbers Adventure Centre in Upminster on Saturday the 6th of February. It's called Mud and Madness. If you'd like to get involved with that, do please sign up, and again, as always, check out the details at our website, sfh.org.uk.
Pete, it's always a pleasure having you in on the show.
Thank you.
Seriously, I mean that.
We appreciate the support that Phoenix gives us and allows us this opportunity to explain not just that we've got these events coming up, but why we do these events and what the money's spent on and what it's all about.
I think the public do get a little bit complacent, as in companies look after themselves, and that's not the way it is with a charity. They don't look after themselves. They need the outside help. They need the outside support to keep going. And I think St Francis Hospice do an absolutely amazing job at a point in someone's life when they need it more than anything else. And it's so important that you keep going.
Lovely.
So
thank
important.
You very much.
And we'll see you next month.
We'll do.
Fantastic. Thanks, Pete.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.